Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Released the Talking Heads, their second studio album, produced the single Take Me to the River. So if you're going to the river, if you do a little camping, if you're doing a little getaway because, you know, if you're doing a little fishing, you need to be careful out there. Joining us here from the New Hampshire Forest Protection Bureau, Chief Stephen Sherman. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Well, this is the getaway time, especially since we can't really get away too far. I think all the major plans for people for the summer have kind of changed, so they're staying a little bit closer to home. But that means we're probably going to be seeing more fires out and about. What is it that you do in the Forest Protection Bureau?
The Forest Protection Bureau is responsible for putting out forest fires or wildfires throughout the state of New Hampshire. So we work with local fire departments and make sure we can keep the woods safe.
Wow. And through the season, I mean, because we're kind of in season now, is it man that's responsible for the wildfires, most of the wildfires in New Hampshire? I mean, I know sometimes it can be a lightning strike, but for the most part, are wildfires preventable?
Wildfires are preventable. New Hampshire, just like most of the Northeast, 99% of our fires are caused by people just being careless, whether it's not putting their fire out completely or having a fire where they shouldn't. That's what causes most of the problems.
Wow. So we really, I mean, it is kind of in our hands, if you will.
Yes, it's definitely in our hands. The biggest thing people can do is make sure that they get a fire permit. Fire permits are required in New Hampshire, and you reach out to your local fire department, and they're the ones who can best tell you locally what the conditions are and if it's actually safe to burn.
Mm-hmm. And now we're running into a situation. I know we've had some rain recently, but I think the latest, we're still in a moderate drought in a lot of areas, so you really need to take that into consideration when you're doing fires.
Absolutely. Unextinguished campfires, for example, they just smolder around in these really dry conditions, and they get down pretty deep in the ground. We have one fire that we've been dealing with for 2 weeks with the town of New Ipswich, along the Wapak Trail, and it's burned down 2 feet into the ground that they've had to dig out in the ledges. So the real key there for people is to make sure that when they have their fire, they put it out completely because it burns down so deep.
Wow. See, and you wouldn't even really think of that. You're like, oh, I'm not worried about it. It's a few embers, but there's a bunch of rocks around it, so I think it's pretty contained. But it can still do some damage in these dry conditions.
Yeah. When they burn down and they follow the root systems, and in some of these forests, the burnable material goes down a couple feet, and it can just sit there for a few weeks, smolder, and then if we do get windy conditions, that's when it could pop up again and really spread and cause a major fire.
Oh, that is the wind really is the enemy when it comes to this kind of thing, because it can sort of just kick out of nowhere and all of a sudden be windy, and then that just kind of multiplies the threat.
Yes, the wind can pick up on any given day, but that's why the fire permits are so important. When people check with their local fire department, they are looking at the weather forecast that we give them and determining, is today going to be too windy to burn? Mm-hmm. And they'll let the residents know in the area whether that's a good idea or not.
Right. And again, if you're checking with your local authorities, then you'll be on top of it. And don't get upset, because I know you really wanted to burn on Sunday. But if you say, I want a permit on Sunday and it's going to be windy, you're not going to get the permit and you're just going to have to roll with that.
Yeah, that's true. None of us can control the weather. It's just like a rainy day spoils a barbecue. A hot, dry day sometimes means that you can't have your campfire. So checking with the local fire department is the best option there.
I know. Well, one of the sad unintentional consequences of COVID-19 was the cancellation of July 4th fireworks in a lot of different places. But what's happened is people have kind of taken fireworks into their own hands, and we're seeing a ton more of the personal fireworks, of the professional fireworks that you can buy in the store and then light off. This is a definite threat to the woods right now.
Yeah, people really need to understand, especially in the areas where the drought is, and there's a lot of dry lawns, dry fields, that when the fireworks go up, a lot of times they may not go as high as you intended, or they go in a different direction and sparks come down. Mm-hmm. So if people are having fireworks, they need to be really careful about that and look around the area and make sure that they're not starting any fires.
Absolutely not. I mean, you really have to read the instructions. You can't go willy-nilly. I know that like on July 4th and July 3rd, people were waiting till the 9 o'clock hour, enough for the sun to have gone down and it's dark enough. Let's light these up. But it's also, they've been, you know, gathered all day and maybe drinking alcoholic beverages. You just need to be responsible when you're doing fireworks, because, you don't want to have to call somebody and say, I'm in a little trouble here.
Right. I mean, all the fireworks manufacturers give clear instructions on how to use them. And as we know, alcohol doesn't mix. And people just need to be vigilant and pay attention to what they're doing and be responsible and still have a good time.
Right. Exactly. Because we do have so much to offer here in New Hampshire. And yes, we do, you know, want to offer it. We want to offer the woods. We want to offer the mountains and the lakes and the rivers. What is a day like in the day of a forest ranger, someone who's spending their time loving the woods?
Oh, well, forest rangers spend a lot of their time out on timber harvest. They inspect timber harvest to make sure everything is being done the right way there. And the other part of it is responding to wildfires and working and training with fire departments, just patrolling known areas where we may have had past fire issues, and lately just responding to fires and helping to put them out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, when one fire goes off, is the sort of warning area for that vicinity also kind of sent up? We've got to really watch out for this because we saw how this really lit up in this particular area. I mean, do we record and note stuff like that?
Yeah, and we share information with fire departments. Fire departments share information with each other through their mutual aid system. So mm-hmm. There's a good system there for making sure everyone understands what the conditions are. If we see something unique in one area, we pass that along because neighboring areas may also see those same conditions.
Wow. And do you, I mean, I'm assuming that you work with, if you're working with wildfires, you're working with local fire departments in any particular area, but what if it needs, like, you know, we really could use the helicopter dumping some big bucket from a lake? Do you guys have access to that kind of stuff if we need something like that?
Yes, we do. There's local helicopter company that comes out and assists us quite often, as well as the National Guard has come out and helped with fires. We also belong to the Northeast Forest Fire Compact, so we can get aircraft out of Maine or Canada if we need to as well.
Wow. And does that put, do you, are you guys in, like, kind of in charge, the Forest Protection Bureau? Are you in charge of, you know, if there's a scene, if there's a an incident?
We work in unified command, which means we go in and we get together with the fire chief, with the forest fire warden, mm-hmm. for the community, and we work together to come up with a plan. And then we decide if we need a helicopter, then both of us decide that we'll order up a helicopter and have it come in. So it's always a joint effort between the town and the state to make sure that we're hitting the fire, suppressing the fire the right way.
Right. Absolutely. And again, and here I am, I'm making it sound like it's all exciting, and I hope you guys never have to meet. I hope you never have to get together and make decisions about helicopters and buckets of water.
We always train in case we have to deal with a situation, and you always hope that situation doesn't come, but that's where the training's important.
All right. All right. So if there's one thing, again, that we want to pass on to people that are going to be hanging a little bit closer to home, maybe people are going to have fires in their yards when they've never had fires in their yards. Even that is something you need to be extra careful about.
Yes. And, you know, two things I'd hit home with people to really pay attention to. One is always get your fire permit. If you're burning outside, you have to have a fire permit. So reach out to your local fire department. They'll tell you how to get that. And the second thing would be to make sure your fire is extinguished. You do that by drowning it with lots of water, stir it around, and then feel over it. If it's too hot, then you drown it again and stir it and keep repeating that until the fire is cold to the touch.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. Well, Chief Stephen Sherman, thank you so much for kind of weighing in with us here today, because we're starting a whole different summer than it's ever been. I'm sure more people are going to be touching outdoor fires, if you will. And if everybody's just aware and being cautious about it, we should have a good, safe season where we can vacation in our own backyard. So thank you so much for your time and what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. All right. Straight ahead, more of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up here on 107.7 The Pulse.